The following podcast, Hanging Out with the Old Fellas, is an approximation only. Past performance is no indication of future stupidity.
A one, a two, a five, six, seven, eight.
Last place. It don't matter, come the next race.
The Old Fellas.
We all run alone, so run to your own plan. And run through your own pain at your own pace. With a grimace on your face.
Disappear
without a trace.
Now, we're starting with this page.
Yes, because that page will be done by someone else. Maybe AI. Maybe, well, you know, I'm getting so desperate. We're both such chronically bad talent, I'm now writing for AI.
And AI's commented on how good it is.
AI.
Now, is my level okay with the mic here? I know I have a bad amount of popping.
King of pop.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, the king of pop. Maybe that's what it was, you know. The poor producer had to go through and, remove all these pops. Is that why Michael Jackson kept writing songs that had massive plosives in it, like Beat It and Bad? Billie Jean and Black or White. Yes.
Too much popping, Michael. Mickey J, as we used to
Mickey
call
J.
him.
Mickey J, yes, that's what he called in the world of radio. Mickey J and his dancing llamas.
That was before he joined the Jackson 5.
Yes.
It was the Jackson 5 llamas originally.
It was originally
they
the Jackson 5.
They replaced the llamas with his brothers.
Yes. They weren't getting much traction with the llamas.
No,
so maybe his brothers can sort of...
Oh, they kept spitting on the microphone.
That's what, and the audience.
The Jackson 5 llamas.
The Jackson 5.
When I woke up this morning in Spindly Pines, I would not have dreamt of saying the Jackson 5 llamas.
And they're all named Sean.
Sean.
Yes.
This is my brother Sean. And
Sean.
And that's Sean next to Sean. And you can tell at the back that one guy there, he's Sean.
He is. Right, well, here we go. We'll give this a bit of a bash, see what happens. Now, 81 councils want to change or obliterate Australia Day. They want to, what's a new date do you think would be good for Australia Day? If we're going to get rid of, January 26, just go from January 25 to January 27 and obliterate January 26, that's probably the best way to do it.
Pretend it never happened.
Yes, and have a permanent... February 29, I think.
If they'd... once every 4 years.
Why don't we have a permanent February 29, just in Australia?
We just have February 29 every year to celebrate Australia Day.
Yes, and we get rid of January 26.
Okay,
just cross it off the calendar.
It doesn't exist.
Yes,
and then Feb 29.
I think some of these activists, they're just not going far enough.
See, though, also, any building with 26...
Yes.
Once that starts, I'll cross that.
Cross 26.
It has to be changed to 27 because any number of 26 is referenced back to Australia
That's
Day.
That's right. So just go with 25A?
25A,
yeah, remember
yes.
We have January 25A. The problem with 26 is it's twice 13.
That's right.
That's the big problem.
Yes, because the Americans are superstitious
with
13.
They've
never liked 26.
No. Well, if they've got a building that's over 26 stories, they just have, they have 12 and 12A, then they have 25 and 25A.
25A, yes. Spike Milligan once said, any man can be 62, but a bus can be 62A.
Oh, is that because 63 is 50 plus 13?
It could be. We just can't be buses. I think that's what Spike was trying to say.
I think there's wisdom in that.
Yes, I think so.
A human being cannot be a bus.
Cannot be a bus.
No.
He was a smart man, Spike Milligan.
He had his finger on the pulse.
Yes. It was the only thing that kept him alive.
Yes.
So, 81 councils...
What, his finger or his pulse?
His pulse.
Right.
His finger, maybe.
Right. Yeah, anyway, 81 councils want to get rid of Australia Day, so...
Bloody councils.
We've come up with one solution... other than that, we could have it April 1st, of course, could be Australia Day.
April 1st, it might lose some of its shine.
Yes, yes, or it might gain some.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
People will be happy to celebrate that.
Yes, like reenact the arrival of the British at Botany Bay and then just go, hey, Aboriginal people, April Fool!
April Fool.
Yes, it's all just one 200-year-long April Fool.
We're yes. going home now.
Yeah, we're going to bugger off now. Back to some other place to colonise that.
Look, it'd be something that the politicians would expect. Mm. They'll make it April the 1st.
It'll be the sort of solution that the independents would come up with, I think.
For sure. Just but since all those, you know what, there'd be no date for Australia Day at all, because whatever date they'll pick, someone will complain.
There'll
Let's make it September 17th. No, you can't do that, because that was the day.
Yes, that was the day that someone wore odd socks into work and was fired for...
That's right.
Fired for silliness.
You can't do May the 14th because it represents albino wallabies.
365 days of the year.
720 reasons why not to have it on any of those days.
Completely unusable days, every single one of them.
Bloody, bloody.
The old fellas!
The old fellas!
Grumpy's Ginger Beer tastes like no other. Its natural refreshingness brewed from local natural ingredients, which is great news because I've always been dedicated to keeping my body free of anything artificial. Okay, I admit, I used to smoke eucalyptus leaves. They don't get you high, but boy, they sure clean out your sinuses. Grumpy's Ginger Beer, guaranteed to contain no trace of old-growth Australian rainforest. Get your hit at grumpysgingerbeer.com.au. Everybody chill.
Story about asbestos being found in the mulch of schools and parks and gardens all over Sydney.
Oh, it's about time.
Well, yes, it is, yes.
I've always said a bit of asbestos in the schoolroom,
yeah.
The schoolyard, that's
Never
what made
me.
Australia the way it is today.
That's what made this country great.
If you didn't leave of a morning without your mum shoving a piece of asbestos between your teeth...
Into your sandwich?
It wasn't worth living.
No.
It's just how they toughened you up
that's
in those
right.
days.
Yes, chewing a bit of asbestos. Yeah. There'd be four of us up in the back left-hand corner of the science room, all chowing down on a...
Chowing down?
On a piece of asbestos.
Children.
And now these, you know, these little kiddies, they got no resilience, no resistance.
Nappies used to have asbestos in them.
Yep. And if it didn't, you'd put some
you'd
in.
You'd put some in.
Yes.
More asbestos.
I applaud James Hardy.
I do too.
Hmm.
Nobody knew that he was into children's lunches before he started making Hardy Plank.
Well, he was into children's lunches when he was in preschool.
So definitely.
Yeah, I mean, that's where he started his entrepreneurial bent.
Oh, I can see your sandwich is pretty plain there because you're poor, you can't afford too much.
Yeah.
But you should be able to afford. I put a bit of asbestos in there.
Yes.
The next day, that child would do anything to have asbestos back in the sandwich, that's where he made the money.
That's right, because it is highly addictive.
That's right.
Yes. That's how, you know, we've got this asbestos all over the schools and the parks and the gardens and all the rest of it. People all over Sydney just off their faces on bloody asbestos dust. And now they've found the damn stuff in Queensland as well.
Have they now?
Yes.
Well,
asbestos-laced compost.
I expect we're going to see an increase in the average life expectancy of an average Queenslander.
I think so,
those who have been around there.
Yes.
And toughen them up, I say.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this could explain, you know, Queensland's dominance in the state of origin.
It could.
They've been chowing down on the asbestos secretly without telling the other states.
I wonder if the asbestos-laced compost is what makes the pineapples grow up there, or the mangoes.
Oh, yeah.
What are they putting on their fruit trees to make them grow and be so tasty?
Right, yes.
Mm. Asbestos-laced compost.
Absolutely.
That's what it
That's
is.
That's what it is.
That's what it
ah,
is.
Ah, yes, it's the steroids in the asbestos that are causing, I mean, like that bloody great huge pineapple in Nambour.
Asbestos.
Asbestos.
See, imagine how much Alan Seale would be talking about this if it was found in his day. Actually, it was. He knew there was asbestos in it.
And besides that, it's got two S's in it, or three S's. He wanted to avoid that word as much as he possibly could.
So he didn't say it at all. He knew it was in
he
there.
He knew, yes.
This is a compost, and it's got so much stuff in it. I won't go into that
now.
But this is what I put this on my mangoes.
Just the word compost
compost
was enough for him. But to try to say asbestos... Well,
snails and slugs and asbestos doesn't work at all.
No.
Alan Seal, he'd be turning in his grave. Actually, he'd probably still be in one piece if he had asbestos.
If he'd just partaken of a little bit more asbestos...
They'd dig him up now and he'll still be in one piece.
His corpse would certainly be fire retardant.
You'd throw him on the compost bin.
You would, wouldn't you?
It's the last clue in the crossword and it's giving me frustration, and I think my brain is hurting 'cause I can't find a solution to this word I've never heard. It's such a turd. It's the last clue in the crossword and I think I've lost my patience. I've been asking all around spindly blind, but they just screw their faces up and frown, stare at the ground and make no sound. Then they say they've got no answer for six down.
Maybe you can help a friend.
Seven letters starts with M,
blank an N, and then I guess
K, a double E, and S.
Six down. America's singing primates who copied Britain's insects.
What sort of clue is that?
I give up.
So I've taken up Sudoku, bought the large print at the station, 'cause the doctor said to exercise my mind with calculation. Up and down and round and round, and I still got no solution for six down. It's the last clue in the crossword. It's a word that I have never heard. Think I've turned into a puzzle nerd over the last clue in the crossword.
Hanging out with the old fellas is for emergency use only. Please provide own fork.